We are writers. We fell in love with the elegant, gin-soaked stories of Raymond Carver, Jean Rhys, Patricia Highsmith, Dorothy Parker, and Ernest Hemingway. We were seduced by the druggy prose of Hunter S. Thompson, Helen Garner, and Paul Bowles. We wrote our own short stories with a glass of whiskey next to our notebooks, tapping lipstick-stained cigarettes into an ashtray stolen from a hotel we could not afford. We dreamed of being novelists and listened to Johnny Thunders and Billie Holiday and Jimi Hendrix and stayed too late in bars that were open past closing time, and we woke with a pounding in our heads and our hearts. We wanted to make something true and beautiful, wanted a surefire way to get to the other side of ordinary life, to the creative side, the anarchistic side, the hedonistic side. We hit a wall in this pursuit when drinking did not deliver us to that hallowed place of creating, dreaming, and living big. Instead, it took us further away. We knew our lives needed to change, and so we searched for the answers in books. We found Pete Hamill's A Drinking Life, Caroline Knapp's Drinking a Love Story, Sarah Heppele's Blackout, and Mary Carr's Lit. We devoured the stories of artists who'd almost booze themselves to death but then decided instead to live. These incredible books were the entry point into imagining something else, and their accounts of lost weekends, blacked out days, and broken families helped us know it was time to stop. But we also wondered, is this the end? Or can it be a beginning? We were introduced to each other because we were both sober writers. And when we sat down to talk, we had many of the same questions. Both of us had given up drinking in our own ways, through our own processes, but now wondered how to thrive sober. We talked for hours, meeting in Jardine's garden, or walking the trail around Austin's Lady Bird Lake. Amanda cried, while Jardine's Chihuahua Loverman lay curled at her side, his eyes as beseeching as Amanda's voice. We went to meetings, we went to lunch. We drank coffee and more coffee. What happens when you decide to live sober, for a month or a lifetime, but still yearn for danger and chaos, still hope for a secret path to joy? How can you find the sort of raw and crazy connection that used to come in boozy dive bar confession sessions? Can you still be dirty and wild? Can you take a super blissed out vacation? Can you trip out on life? Can you fall in love holding a ginger ale? The Oxford English Dictionary defines sober as abstaining from drinking, and also problematically as somber, quiet, inward, responsible, humorless. But we have no interest in spending our lives being solemn, grave, staid, serious, logical. The fear that this was the nature of a sober life kept us from even considering it for years, long after our gut had told us to check out. The idea of this book is to redefine lushness and reclaim it. For ourselves and many we know, figuring out sobriety has been lonely, and we don't think it needs to be. So this book is a way to keep one another company while we plot a new course. Our stories here are sometimes about alcohol, or the absence of it. But more often they're about orchids and ice cream, and mountains, and basil, and shooting stars, and roller skates, and Ethiopian coffee, and sex, and vetiver, and horses, and masquerades, and glitter. This is on purpose. Once upon a time, we thought of sobriety as doing without, as giving up, as deprivation, as substitution. Now our philosophy is rooted in abundance and pleasure. We love seeing parallel approaches, like vegetarians who no longer make a turkey out of tofu, but rather serve a feast of ripe tomatoes and garden zucchini and toasted pine nuts and sweet potato, with a homemade tahini sauce and grilled halloumi and naan, with a dessert of ginger sorbet and pomegranate. They have rethought culinary pleasure from the ground up. Or a friend who wanted to get strong but didn't just give up junk food and sugar. He started kickboxing and learned to cook exquisitely and bikes to work. And he's stronger, but also more alive.